What's up, everybody? This is Culture Force. What's up, everybody? This is Culture Chords, and I'm Merlin. This episode of The Kickback, we have two upcoming hip-hop artists. We have Jag Gatz and Kawhi Steez. So, guys, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right, so I go ahead and go first. Jag Gatz, Vegas and raised, hip-hop artist. Cool conscious space a little bit, but I do a little bit of everything. A lot of big influences for me, through Kendrick, Cole, Jay-Z, a lot of my big influences, not music, best, 5.5 years out. So I've been doing shows in the city, with two full projects, which I got a chance to speak with Molly about, which, so we're excited to tie back in, but yeah, that's on me.
What about you, Kawhi?
I go by Kawhi Steez. I grew up in New York, but about half here in Los Angeles. I'm an alternative and experimental hip hop rapper and producer. So my influences would be like MF Doom, Deep Eddie Mafia, Danny Brown, Ivan Lee Jepson, and Tori Bois. So like, I kind of like to mix a whole bunch of stuff down with me. Yeah, so I've been putting out music since like, I don't know, it's been a long time. I've been doing it like seriously for like 2 years. So I got some stuff deep in the boat. We can find them, don't hold me to right now.
Love it. Well, I mean, you both do hip hop, right? But you have different styles of it, different versions of it. And I know we talked about it in our one-on-ones, but like being conscious hip hop, and then being like alternative hip hop, like, in your own words for each of you, like, how would you describe the differences between those two sounds?
So I would say a lot of conscious hip hop has to do like introspection, I mean, that's like, or really bad form. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of it drives from just like looking at yourself or its audience and you see about. So I think sonically, it usually comes on piano beats or their soulful beats. A lot of beats a lot of space that gives you the ability to talk about these things. That usually want to go in depth. Obviously, I switch a little bit as well, but you know, the main goal is usually to try to get as deep as you can, while still trying to keep engaging with the both audience. So I feel like that is how what you know, like the core of the sound, at least for like me personally.
What about you, Kawhi?
Yeah. See, I'm now about conscious hip hop, man. That's what it's called. So for me, it's almost like the complete opposite. Like, I'm just really, like rapping really seriously. I like have like a lot of mini bars and even talk about like conscious stuff too. But for me, my main goal is like having, you know, how far I can push the boundaries of sound. So a lot of my stuff is for like production board and then the lyrics are a vessel to like, you know, give people the medicine of the track. So my last track was like guitar bass. The one before that was a little bit more boom bap, video gaming style, but like house type stuff or playing of like weird panning, you know. So basically I decided to see what I can get away with that's like weird and just say a whole bunch of influences that break the rules, you know. So that's kind of like I think my shtick.
And I love that just because, okay, for one, my next question is going to be like, what would you find like is the hardest part for your style of hip hop? Because when I think about it and how you guys describe it, I think for Jag, I feel like it might be like the lyrical flow, you know, like you're getting deep within yourself, but you're also going off the beat. And in my head, I'm just like, does the beat determine the lyrics? And then for Kawhi, like with the production, you know, like making weird beats, blending genres, like, what would be like a limit or like what do you decide sounds good with each other to make it alternative?
Well, I think like first to start off, I think there's like two ways you look at it. You might sound like the answer saying, you know, like a big challenge of conscious about that, which a lot of people say is hard to get people engaged. It's hard to be people's attention span, you know. So if there's like audiences being younger, you know, there's all these talks about how people are less interested and try to listen to deeper stuff. I feel like, that's a big challenge. Like,
you know, where Shorty, where Shirley, links a song is how, like, those songs, like, their verses, I'm already about it. That's, like, such a core part of the storytelling there. Then trying to get deep into, like, conceptual songs or albums. It's like, no one wants to listen to anything past, like, 30 minutes of the world. So it's like, no, you're getting more and more limited on, like, the sonic side in terms of, like, attention spans of what the kids all listen to and kind of, like, how it's become like an age gap between like who really wants to listen to like, mm-hmm. you know, conscious stuff and who wants to like listen to, you know, other some drivers. But like there itself is a lot of issue, like sonically. And then it's like on like a personal level or like a, you know, just as to artists, I think processes is something where you have to know first, right? So it's a lot harder to break in like initially because I have to speak, you know, the deepest stuff ever, but unless you know, unless you've built like some more respect when you're not really gonna be as engaged. So I think like a big challenge for me is always just to, you know, try to make it enticing and try to, you know, switch up and take influence from others. So drivers that work. I do enjoy a lot too. I know I've attempted to like, you know, super look conscious. I'm like, hey, everything else, like I work it well, you know, every single time, all dip out and I'd be like, that's maybe the artist I am. So I think try to make yourself as info, you can kind of earn that rapport with audience. So hopefully, you know, we're tired to make deeper records and all the several albums and stuff over the course of, you know, of my journey. So looking at it from both sides is something that I sure, you know, bridge the gap, you know, it's any game.
I love that. And I love how you just showed like two different perspectives on it. Because I mean, like I said, I was just thinking about it just one way, what it seemed like to me. But the way that you opened that up was actually really cool. What about you, Koi?
Yeah, so I'd say for me, the biggest challenge is like, making I guess the right decision for what's needed or what's not needed. So since I'm like kind of trying to go off the walls, sometimes everything production and limbs wise can be too like bloated, like too much going on. So it's kind of like choosing, okay, these are the ideas that I need to speak with because it's like the core of it and then building off of that. Very intentional versus like just selling everything at someone, right? So making sure to select your song region, it's hard, and it's just having that balance. Outside of that, one also say it's kind of like framing an audience. I think because I make sure that's really different. Sometimes you know, may not get it at first. But I think on the flip side of that, like people who get it really like it because it's like a really unique thing. And it's not like unique at it's just that. It's really like a mind altering drug. You don't want to feel a certain way. So I'm giving a specific weight. It's all the someone. I find that to be hard. They like compose the comments, so it's our posting part of this, so that you think I'm Jared. I don't take it too serious. It's like, that's just the nature of what happens. So they sometimes put it out on me. I mean, let people ask me a little bit more. It's just, I don't know, it's that balancing game and the right decision. So I think that's also accessible and then finding the people who take it. But to really specific dark corners and they're not done. That sounds great.
don't worry. I got you. Like super, super dark emo corners. I got you. But like, what's it called? I mean, how both of you just kind of described it, it's kind of like, searching for the right people, the right community to really like share your voice, your creativity with. So you're not really putting an importance on like a widespread of audience, like whoever gets it, right? But especially with like the algorithm right now, with so many social platforms, with so many strategies and whatever on how to reach a target audience. Do you feel like that really affects your music or does that help you?
I think it'd be like a good sort based on just like the potential of it is as you're saying, like so trying to find your audience, I guess like the opposite of that would try to see whatever's trending, whatever's popping to kind of, you know, capitalize on, you know, what people are listening to or what's kind of up not in a sense where it's like it's always like a give and take because as much as that was like up and trended and more people get interested in that part, I guess all the other subgenres is almost like a need for it, a want for it to do almost to the same thing every day. So I think it's always like okay, this is not, you know, a popular thing, but I always been saying it's like, you know, it's like a pendulum swing somewhere that's too far on one side, like you do want all the other sides, so why are you
is it and swings back. And literally, like, what are you doing? He's popping. Yeah, everybody shoot into it. And we get a time where change the arm, take off, and do the other thing. So I feel like, you know, he could always, as he had a glass, had a glass, had a deer glass, you know, I have full on it. But I always try looking at you. It's, you know, it's we're going now or it's more. I love it. He's like a
time kind of. And this is why you do conscious hip hop, just because. What about you, Kawhi?
Yeah, I would say I agree with that. Like, it's a double-edged sword. Also, the bad person, the bad part about it, do I? As I think as we said, I'm probably like a yard, but okay, it could cause a post. I need to, you know, engage with people, and not to be like maybe like tired. So, and I think to be able to access to do all of it ourselves, and not much need like a label nowadays. So it's simply not allowing the responsibility to also us, which is that guys, you know, stuff is so substantial. We build a team. And then even posting content, like the way you're gonna have to do it, so I'll say that's in your songs, and sometimes it's like you only use it that, you know, sometimes it can kind of be hard because maybe you will or context or whatever, but outside of that, I'll make it supposed to be a net positive, because I mean, most of my audience or the entire audience online, like I have people in person, and that's like a tangible thing, but like online I find people all the time. Like, I remember when I first started making like TikToks and stuff like that, I didn't think it was like worth it at first, because I was like, I'm only getting like 100-200 views or, you know, like only a few likes, but I didn't know I performed. But so it's somebody recognized my song and going, oh, I've made it on TikTok. Not that I was like, oh, this thing worked.
I know.
And after I think about it, it was like, okay, well, let's take note of the numbers, right? You think about 200.
Yeah.
That's a new performing only 20
people. Exactly.
Right. So if like, doing that consistently, I think that's the key. Everything's like a snowball, you know, and everything's gonna, it's not gonna be like compound interest on the work you're doing. And I think it's a long marathon, but I do think with us having access to it, it's mostly that positive. It's just if you have time and the resources to do that, that's like a whole different conversation. But
yeah,
that's how I see it.
No, I mean, I just want to say one thing before like we continue on, but like the work you put in for your TikToks and for your content, like I respect that so much, because personally for me, I'm just like, do I have to create another video? Do I have to do this? But like, I see you on there on TikTok and you're like always there, like not in a bad way, but it's just like, you're always putting out new stuff, you know? So like, I totally respect that, because like, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But like going back,
I said, yeah, it's a brand. Consistency is like really the only thing that matters, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with that. I just wanted to give you your flowers. No problem. But I mean, going back to like what Kawhi said about like how it can be like draining, like constantly putting it out and like maybe losing your voice. Have you guys ever felt like when you are releasing your own music that you kind of had to restrict your community just so you can get those certain listeners?
Definitely. I think especially like work of each standard too a little bit. Maybe like I always like something I won't enjoy is, but I try like most of someone like put yourself in the box, so you can really, you know, try to make a different lines. But I definitely felt that like that was like a big goal for me over the course of last year going into this year. Continuing but like this you in the art first, and you know, I don't know why you're asked. I like something with the control. So I thought, like, how did you? I said, it's just by you. It's why you enjoy it. And I don't even know if I'm doing something different for the sake of like, you know, trying to get more people. Like, you know, I actually like, I don't think you should just go ahead with it. But as long as you're feeling like you're happy with your product, I'm always with a chance of, you know, figuring out whatever. You know, people want, you know, like, you know, that, but like, change the control of the audience, trying to like, tell them to pay, to tell them to like, it's never like when you did auction in terms of the deal with it, like a long standing space of career.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you said that too. Like, as long as you feel comfortable with what you're releasing, not just comfortable with it, but like you feel confident in it, you love your music and all of that. So, what about you, Kawhi?
Yeah, I do to you so much. And it's like, I think, especially like when I was first starting to put jump out, my music is inherently exclusive to a certain point. Exclusive. I guess that's the word, exclusive. Yeah. Because I already know, like, initially that a lot of people would be like, oh, like, what is this? But I think kind of like what you said, that kind of allowed me to be like, since I'm the one to man, anyway, I might as well just make what I want. Once I think people like my music, it's like, don't. But they might not like, but it's so least. Oh, you gotta be something desperate. That's too little dead. I had an interaction with all the like YouTube shorts. We're like, oh, this song sucks. I'm like, your back foot song is amazing. And I'm like, that's just not a cooking note. It's like, I can't tell people, who like it, some like it, but like, I was showing my songs and that's more for you. I'd rather like, put on a song I really like that and not be good versus you. Putting out a song that I did not like, they didn't do good. Oh, you suck. You suck, bitch. Yeah, so like, it's a part of it.
I feel that. I mean, it makes sense because it's just like, you put like your love. I think it was when I was talking to you, Kawhi, and I was like, these songs are like your babies, you know, like you're like caring for like this song. You're like caring for the song, like you put your love into it and you release it, right? But then if you're putting out there something like that doesn't have that same feeling, like I'm not saying like you hate it or something, but like it's just not there, you weren't there when you were like creating it, and it doesn't do well, you're gonna be like, why did I do this anyway?
No facts. It's worth it. It's all I can't stand this nature.
I mean, it happens. What can you do about it? Oh, man. I mean, talking about like your creative flows, talking about like target audience, like, and like really getting those listeners. Who is one artist that you really admire the work they put into their music, to like how they put themselves out there, their marketing, like just one?
Is that why you get like newer generation and old generation?
Would you like me to specify or like, cause yeah. Okay.
I feel like just the way the industry has changed so much, I feel like, yeah, I can kind of do a better illustration depending on what you have in mind.
Okay. Let's go with newer generation.
Funny thing, guys, because main goal of that was be like, hey, even the range I pick, like, looking at in terms of like everyone. The majority of artists are will be nowadays as if the older generation is 90% like was still a label and then you got to their oldest photography after that. Well, nowadays it's I think something I look for a lot is you know, independent also on how you've gotten to the point before you got signed, because I feel like that body of work, you know, is amount of songs or albums or you know, content that you've done. So but you know, the critics for me would be Lil Russell. He still working to a lot of conscious music while well, you know, he's constantly doing the content grind. He's been in media as far as I know. But he's obviously he brings up so much great, you know, more official ladies offer some, you know, the fan maker brings you the guidance to make guilt gives a deep detail of how he you know, kinda wants to go his own way with that and like they're able to kind of see all the steps that he's done, you know, this is the content, like, and he took it to like, you know, he comes 5 times a day off every single platform, which is, you know, a goal to get to, but obviously seeing you either, you know, eventually reach that point, but, you know, like you always say, you know, wisdom to TM artists, artists coming out that, you know, I really enjoy, I always kind of into that all of the music. I think he's kind of found a balance of doing conscious stuff and still catchy and the videos still get balanced with it. So, he's more of that, you know. And I think you only hear from like a lot of people in like at least conscious makes you very cool. You know, man, look up to the Russians because he's kind of been able to really tell you how to do it without like there's always like this hidden thing with people is like it's always showing you they like came up with it's CKE and working like contact is kind of like, you know, it's you know, it's all high occur. You can't really learn off that, you can't really, you know, it's fun enough that to be honest, because it's you know, you're not telling people all the truth. So I feel like people like that, where you could completely see the amount of, you know, songs I've gone into, describe the amount of work that's gotten into getting you into different positions, and you see the growth, you see from 10 people to 50, and then to 200, whenever you can see that is something, you know, I always, you know, look forward
talking about you.
No, I mean, I completely agree with you. Like, I think Russ is one of the greatest examples right now for like a newer generation, just because of, I mean, I just want to say like simply like his openness. Like his openness to share his struggles, the openness to like share how he got to where he is, introspection, like all of that. Like it just shows like he's not really afraid to show his true colors in a way. What about you, Kawhi?
I thought you forgot a thing. I guess one artist, I think they're. I want to come up and then it's telling me should they been easy to create. I won't say like too much, I'm gonna censor enough code to be a thing. Label by Jimmy the Green Action. Their content game is really good. And it's like it's one thing for me to like someone's music and stuff, but if someone's content is just my high end and that's how I take up their music, I think that's really speaks to me and that's what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like from my understanding, these are the independent, and you know, I think might be in Vegas. Actually, I think might be in Vegas.
Okay.
So, we've seen the contest do where they roll this stuff out. They went to the website. They kind of like their own blog posts when they're doing like their own type of like rollouts. I just think it's really creative, like really creative way to pursue music forward. And I'm always like to pay attention to the content people are making to do that because I think. I kind of shift to my brain from like content being something I have to do, or is it like it's a part? It's going to be an extension of the music, right? It's like the legs of it. So, I'll say that's one artist I definitely look at. I'm like, wow, like they're doing the thing. I hope they succeed. Lazy School and the content state. So, I would say that's, and I think it's super indie right now. Like, that's what yeah, it's a shout out to them.
But okay, I actually haven't heard of them, so I do want to check this out, especially if because I know like Russ would be more of your style, Jag, and like the fact that you're saying that Kawhi, like especially a newer generation that kind of feeds off of you in a way, like that's interesting. I'd want to discover more about them. But when it comes to like we were just talking about content, but like. When it comes to like really interacting with your artists, like what are your goals? Like for me personally, I'd love to do like surprise pop-ups. And the only reason I'm saying that is just because I've heard of like Junior Varsity and like they really grew their fan base with like the people who really wanted to listen to them with surprise pop-ups, not even an announcement a week before or anything like that, but they just kept that going. And they're like, I don't want to call them followers, but like, their community just continued to grow. So, like, what would be that one thing for you guys?
I think it's, again, just trying to go by, like, personal operation, like, you know, specifically AMAs and all these, and then you kind of moving out of the city to the LAs for the New Yorks, and right behind. The reason I'm so the biggest along is because I love, you know, build, what I've built so far, where I can kind of see and all that, we're like, you know, really great place in terms of opportunity to, like, and all the venues that, you know, I have a lot of different shows, there's a lot of you know, places for you to build a lot of people moving in. But unfortunately, the hell you ask, but, you know, it's a randomly grown city. So, you know, they've all the town has gone and trying to find ways of visible and, like, you know, in the digital world, you know, just trying to keep creating content, trying to keep being engaging with your audience, with other similar artists, you know, people that you collaborate with, you know, trying to get into their audience as a big thing. Big thing for me, I've been, you know, did all my collabs over the past year. Actually, the concert dance, that's my producer, but with the Orthodox project that we've been bringing, like, a lot of our friends, a lot of people here at shows or something, that we kind of, they've adopted, and, you know, have stuff to the true year that we've been making a lot of live music set. We're excited today, but I feel like just always for me is always taking a person by person approach. That's my thing, though, of like, you know, just instantly trying to blow up, because I always feel like that's like a, one is on my plan, two is this not really a way to be as sustainable as you want to be. So going at, you know, point by point, because of my person.
Yeah. Love that. Well, what about you, Kawhi?
I think you're particularly good. Something I'm doing similar to, like, I think a person by person, I don't want to mention it. But it's with, like, my music and that's a very creative. I think, too, like, one thing that was important for me happy to thought about this one. I like the first person come and DM me or message me and be like, hey, I really like your music. And I was like, so this is never me. And I want to have an impact on someone, like a younger version of someone like me. Because the way my favorite artists come back to me, especially from like ages of like 14 to like 25, you know, like really like a lasting impression made myself in. And now, like when I was a kid, like that stuff did so much for me. I think part of it is a lot of artists I liked had like almost like a world that they kind of built, like, you know, like I'm gonna do my first example, you know, like it was so much lore and like just like outside of the music, there was just so much. So like I think I want to kind of create something like that as well. I guess that's not something very to the boy like, you know. Doing something like that, if it's like a really small like people get impacted by that or really into that, I think that would just make me be happy. So it's like a person approach also. I mean, so it's like, hey, the quality steel or the dairy is big steel. You know, that type of thing. But yeah, I also agree. I wouldn't want is self-validation there. You know, it's like when it's like the candle that lights the queen's nose out, something like that. You just...
All right, philosopher over here. Well, I mean, like, okay, what Kawhi was mentioning too, like, especially like going back to like older music and comparing it to now, like you kind of see this difference where like the artist was more focused in one genre, but now in today's music, we don't really care about what genre, you know, it's we'll mix this with that, that with this. It doesn't really matter what it sounds like. Now there's like this argument saying like, because artists was like, they were focused on one genre, that's why they were so successful or more popular. I'm probably wording it wrong, but like they were more like well known versus like genre blending artists like today. Even though they do have that talent, that's why it's harder for them to reach or stay strong within their community. Now, how do you guys feel about that?
I see the discussion a lot. I think I saw some this morning as well. Like I think it has a lot to do with the genre thing. Well, I think, you know, I'm more like a overall big picture, a little bit more say, a big like attention span, but like, so and you think about how much of how just the honor soul, just, you know, someone's doing a class in songs, you know, could be about R&B, soul, movie, hip hop as well, like, you know, on the older genres, jazz and stuff, it's changed it on my water, a lot more. I the elements into it, even a lot more tied into it. I think everything has to be so much quicker. I feel like, you know, it's my noise versus good food basically. So, you know, when you know, it's time, it takes a lot more just to draw, you know, like you hear it twice, even three times a year forever, you know, without coming on to like really get you the things, you know, like then you draw it out every like 1, 2, 3 years, you know, you'd still be, you know, sustainable in terms of how long a machine, either running, how long radio, records or anything. Nowadays, it's like, no, I never run this 1, 2 weeks. And it's like, okay, for next one. Mm-hmm. That's overall has had an impact on his quality. I feel like, can't only make SD records, even like, you know, decided, you know, you got full live instrumentation. Nowadays, it's one, it's very hard if you have to come across, or two, you have so many people rich there, you'll be able to produce it, you know, digitally anyway. So, you know, you have all these options that over time, I feel like has, you know, continuously decreased. No attention's there. Well, nothing about energy people actually want to put into music. Like, a lot of this, like, the core thing is to be able to, you know, just call it and meet us the lead. Yeah, just like, you do it again. Yeah, do it again for a picture. The cases, you know, everyone kind of looks at it as, like, you know, a lot into this, you know. Just,
that's what I was thinking.
And, you know, it's something I personally don't believe. I don't like you. I'm more like a business-minded. We're just looking at you with like a different from the house. So like you should turn as much as you can into the music. You should make it the main thing. And you know, sometimes that it takes a little bit longer for the DNA to people to actually, you know, it's taking, you know, you might have lost a lot of people just because they don't want to listen to an album that's over 20 minutes, you know, they just want them to put your war. The thing you saw is that you know, you just play again to actually go higher. So I feel like a lot of different causes of going to like a decreased quality, you know, that's, I think it's just such a genre bending. I feel like if they could play a part, in terms of, you know, everyone kind of do everything. So it's like, oh, I didn't, but then I didn't, it's, you just know, it's really good enough for it to, on thing, like, and so like, you know, and she really applies out, or just the honestly, the artist, but, you know, I don't do one of that plus for all it's with. It's just going to be how people are going to deal with those straight artists over time. So, you know, the hope is that, you know, the sharing stuff will kind of go out of fashion over here. And then, you know, people don't want to finish something, be good for something, you know, with a little bit more, you know, substance to it at the end of the day. So I feel like it's a shift that I hope we're, you know, we're doing towards.
Absolutely. I mean, what about you, Kawhi?
Yeah, I think a lot of things what you said was like, you know, facts is really in my introspective too, in my fanatical. What I think too, I want to talk about what you said. I think it's also like an industry thing. Like the industry kind of got flipped upside down without it intending to. I could say back in the day, they had smaller, like longer songs. And I think they also had less artists that were accessible. Like Andrew was where you like, and underground, like if I wanted to listen to like LP, my father, we had to go to his show and get like his cassette, you know? But I think with the internet, the gatekeepers kind of was there, like, the keys that any artist come make. Because before, it's like, you gotta go through this whole hero moves. Hero moves, and I need to get a deal. Just so you can be the product of being put out there. Like, you're the artist, like, this is your lane, this is your lane, and this is what you're doing. And there was a lot of eyes on me because we can only listen via the radio. And the area, like, I mean, these came out like with Hicks, but it's still like, blah, blah, blah. But it was like really specific. I was thinking about a computer with any of that access. So I think there was like, such a small selection. I think about access of internet, phones, social media, and all that stuff, and how accessible it is for anyone to just pick up and just be using. In there, in their house, or even just in your phone, and somebody just make a whole beat and they cast on their phone. There's just so much out there. And I think because of that overly saturated market, that's what you're saying. People are trying to figure out a way to cut through the noise. And usually that's why having the best aspects of the song in one little pocket. So therefore, like, if you want to cut the noise, you have a really strong, like 30 seconds of your song, but the rest of it may not be fully fleshed out. Mm-hmm. I think we create this, almost like this, when we're small, I guess, what's happening with song and all that.
Yeah.
So you put a lot of time, a lot of work into a song, and they may not have the tools to put it out or like snip it to get people's attention. So therefore, it's going to be like, oh, a lot of it, like a slower grind. So I think the mix of it, is like internet, like when they put producers kind of adapting to that and figuring out, okay, how do you make the most profit off of this? And it's all business oriented versus, all right, Ray, I think of all those things looking about like, who's supposed to keep this in commerce after, like, you know, commerce person. And that's really, really makes sense. So I think they keep losing the keys outside of reading the keys and then, you know, really adapt to that social media. Small attention span and mindset. Let's create that. With that being said, some shorter songs, found some shorter songs that like, really short, like on purpose, but they're intentional. And I think that's the key difference. I think maybe the attention by some people is just being needed to pop it or like, you know, for like blow it up or whatever. And an artist should definitely have money or get paid for our work. So yeah. I think that happens when the music comes first. I think a lot of people who are really intentional with the music, they have a harder time. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think, okay. I think, like you said, like building that foundation takes you a long time. A lot of these artists have like, been around for a very long time before we even had it done. And that's just, and they're still here. Okay? So I think that's just kind of what it is.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I love how like your answers were like both the same but also different, like how you guys agree, and just thank you again for sharing that. But I mean, I'm gonna wrap this up, but before I go, why don't you guys plug in your handles so listeners who aren't already following you or haven't checked you out yet have an easy way and know where to follow you?
Pictures you have on the Idol Rider Jackass, or JHEOS, or JTC everywhere. Jackass, JHEOS, all streaming platforms. So you just had a new single and music video just dropped. It's called Heights, Sea Train. My friend Joel was based on that. He was in the chat a little while ago. But so they just felt bad yesterday. He's put out a good show. So I'm excited to get that. And again, have a great conversation with Kwama.
Aww. What about you, Kwai?
Yeah, really, of course. Thanks, Henry. Always an honor, my leash.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, you know, check out your music for sure. So I use these, MUAKAWAIISTEZ. I'll say name on IG, honestly, on TikTok, on YouTube. I'm excited to add more content on YouTube. I have music videos and stuff there, but I'm excited doing some just talking big pieces about music or whatever strategies I'm doing or just talking about stuff. And I have a show coming up on the 23rd, so if you're in Fuller 10, check it out. It's me. Yeah, comic book shop, constantly contests happening too. I dropped a song a few weeks ago. I just dropped the video last week, and I have a new single coming out soon, and an EP coming out later. And we're gonna be going to be
I love that. You guys are both releasing. We all have something to look forward to. And now listeners can, know where to follow you at. But I'll also attach the links on this episode with your Instagram, with your YouTube, with whatever I have on me, just so they're just a click away. Awesome. Well, I will let you guys go. But thank you again for being on. And you guys have a good night, okay?
Of course. Good talking to you all.
If you like this episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe for future episodes. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, @CultureCords. Thanks for listening. Till next time.